What's up, man? Alright, guys. Today's video is titled, "This is why the Jews are gonna be genocided with zero sympathy and it's gonna be glorious." So, as you guys know, I'm subscribed to The Forward, which is a Jewish online newspaper. And today's email, some Jews are beginning to wake up to the fact that a lot of this stuff that's happening in Palestine right now is gonna boomerang, and it will boomerang, and they are waking up to the fact that this is really genocide. So The Forward really is a progressive, they're lefty, liberal, progressives, they're pro-Zionism, but at the same time, with what's happening in Palestine, a lot of these people are beginning to wake up and say, "Hey man, if this does not go through, like if God really isn't on our side, this is gonna end real bad for us." Now, as you guys know, Islam tells us the Jews are gonna be exterminated. And the extermination of the Jews is going to be so glorious that the rocks, the trees are going to speak and say, "Yo, faithful believer of God, there's a Jew hiding behind me. Come and exterminate him." So the extermination of the Jews is going to be glorious. As you guys know, on this channel, believe it or not, we are saving Jew lives by saying not all Jews are Bibi Netanyahu, okay? So, I'm not gonna go over this article with you guys. I got a food truck event, and I'm just gonna link the article in the video. You guys can read the article for yourself. I highly advise you guys to register in The Forward. You have to remember, the people behind The Forward represent probably about 80% of Jews out there, okay? They're pro-Zionism, they're also pro-LGBTQ. Look at this over here, guys, you know, look at this. Yeah, I mean, this happened before hundreds of times, guys. It's just that this time around, I said, "Fuck it, I'm gonna take out the camera and show it to you." A gay Jewish rabbi. Guys, what does God say in the Torah about gay people? You exterminate them. God exterminated an entire civilization because of homosexuality, and yet these people are, not only embracing it, but look how happy they are. It's like they're saying, "Fuck you, God," you know. So these are not the people of God, man. These are Satan worshippers, dude. Like, God openly says homosexuality is an abomination and the sin is death, and these people are gloating and doing the exact opposite. These are not the people of the God of Abraham. These people follow Satan. And of course, you know, they got the whole Jews on campus, "Oh, woe was us, everybody hates us." And now they're saying, you know, if you talk about the Epstein files, you're anti-Semitic, you know. So again, guys, The Forward, and of course, all American politicians, they go to the wall, they act like they give a fuck, you know. Mike Johnson. So, and again, guys, Marjorie Taylor Greene, she makes some good points, but she's actually controlled opposition. At the end of the day, she gives the Jews what they want. It's just that she's a controlled opposition. Thomas Massey, heard he took money from Jews, but so far, I don't think he's much of a controlled opposition as Marjorie Taylor Greene. So, these guys over here, guys, like I said, the Jews are saying if you talk about Epstein, you're anti-Semitic, and homosexuality, an abomination, and obviously these people are very, very happy with it. So again, Jews are, you guys need to understand, these people are not Semitic, okay? These are Jews and Me'juj. These are descendants of Japheth, okay, people? These are not descendants of Shem, okay? the Semites come from Shem, okay? Shem is one of the three sons of Noah that repopulated the world. These are not descendants of Shem. These are descendants of Japheth. So let's go back to the original thing here. As you guys can see, crying Palestinian girl. She probably lost family members. Guys, I don't care who you are in the world. Unless you are Randy Fine. And let me show you something. Randy Fine. By the way, I'm a big fan of Gerald Celente. Randy Fine. I'm Amir Wali for Congress, and you guys know I'm running for Congress. So this is Randy Fine over here, okay? This guy is probably the most... I'm going to make a video about Randy Fine. But this guy over here is pretty much what Zionist... These are the people... He's a congressman, okay? These are the people who run America. Just imagine how hateful this guy is. This is the guy who runs the United States. It's not just him, but it's also other people like him. Notice how the Jews, when they say God, they don't spell out God. And the reason behind it is that capital G-O-D refers to the God of Abraham. These people do not worship the God of Abraham. They worship the other God. Okay, they worship Satan. So what they do is they put a dash between G and D because that's their way of not acknowledging God, okay? You have to remember, when these people still come out and they say, I'm doing this for God, they're not talking about the God of Abraham. They're acknowledging the God of Abraham, yes. But at the end of the day, these people worship Satan. There's a book out there called Chariot of the Gods. Plural, okay? Yes, the Jews like Randy here, these people do acknowledge the God of Abraham, but at the end of the day, they follow Satan. This is why, again, you have this gay dude here. You can't follow the God of Abraham if you're a fucking homosexual, especially if you're an Orthodox rabbi. It's like, that is totally opposite of one another, dude. That's like, you know, if anybody ever says, Amr, what is hypocrisy or what is fuck you, God? This is it right here, okay, guys? If anybody needs a picture of hypocrisy or fuck you, God, this is a picture here. Homosexual, openly gloating and enjoying the... Look at how happy they are. It's like, I mean, come on, dudes. This is hypocrisy and fuck you, God, at its worst, you know? Who hates Allah more than... hijabis, these guys, you know? And again, look at that, guys. Look at that, you know? This is why these people are going to be exterminated eventually, because what's happening in Gaza is going to happen here. What's happening in Ukraine is going to happen here. What happens when the dirty Jews say, okay, Americans, you all got to go die for us in Palestine? What's going to happen, dudes? What's going to happen when we're going to have military police jumping us? As you guys know, when I was in Ukraine, I got jumped by military police. I was wearing a parka, so obviously they couldn't see that I definitely was not one of them. And once they saw that I was drinking non-alcoholic beer, they're definitely like, yeah, this guy definitely ain't Ukrainian. So they left me alone. But what happens here in America when we have Jews commanded by people like Randy Fine saying, hey, Goy, you have to go die for us, dude. You're gonna have to go kill Palestinians. See? Even the Jews are open... Even some Jews are beginning to wake up and say, like, hey, man, this ain't good for us, dudes. Like, the Jewish people who write this story, they don't care about the Palestinians. If they can snap their fingers and Palestinians are, you know, fall off the face of the earth, they would do it, dudes. They would do it, you know? If Mossad, or if the Jews were able to kill all the Palestinians on day 2 by October 10th, they would have been very, very, very happy, okay? The only reason they're writing articles like this saying, hey man, maybe what's going on in Gaza, it might actually be bad for us, it's because they know that eventually this is gonna come back and bite them in the ass, and it will. And again, guys, on this channel, we are saving Jew lives. I'm telling you, not all Jews are like Randy Fine over here, okay? Randy Fine over here, he made a grave mistake, okay? The grave mistake Randy Fine did is that he came out and he said the quiet part out loud. This is a guy who openly says, kill them all. This is a guy who openly says, exterminate them. This is a guy who openly says, they deserve, look, did Gaza deserve it? And look what Randy says. This is a guy who openly says, murder, genocide, starve people. And he is a congressman, guys. You have to remember, he is one of many in Congress. It's just that he is the most outspoken one. And that's because Randy Fine genuinely believes that Satan is on their side, okay? See that? I'm telling you guys, God blessed us with Donald Trump. Telling you guys, Trump is one of them dudes. Like, if after watching this video, if you still think that Trump is our guy, I honestly don't know what to tell you, dudes. I genuinely don't know what to tell you if you guys think that Donald Trump is one of us. Donald Trump is one of them. This is fucking AI, dudes. This is fucking AI, okay? Look at that. This is AI, guys. This is fucking AI. Look at Vance. The guy looks like some... I mean, is look at this, dudes. Look at this, guys. This guy looks like a fucking demon. You guys really think this guy is gonna be the 20... This guy is gonna succeed Donald Trump as president? Come on, guys. Look at that, dudes. Oh my god, he looks like the Antichrist, you know? Islam tells us the Antichrist is gonna have, is gonna be blind in the right eye. But again, this just goes to show you that Trump and Vance, they're both the jails, you know? See, I, like every rational American, stand fully behind Israel. My nigger, you were voted to take care of your district, not fucking take care of the Zionist state fictitiously known as Israel by giving them all of our money, you know? And again, look at this dude, okay? Look at this guy. Look at him. All he does is post about how great Israel is and how we should kill. Look at this fat ass. Not AI. Bombs away, there it is, you know. Yeah, look at him. He's like, oh, this is not AI. Yet when Palestinians, when they show Palestinians starving, he's like, oh yeah, bro, that's AI. But this guy, you know, this is not AI. And look at that. Bombs away. See, this is the problem. Right now, guys, thanks to people like Congressman Randy Fine, right now the Jews have crossed the Rubicon, okay? You guys gotta start out, you guys gotta win, okay? You Jews have no choice but to exterminate the Palestinians and end up destroying Edom, which is America. You guys gotta do it. You have crossed the Rubicon. All he does, all this Randy Fine guy cares about is getting rid of anybody who's not on board with the genocide in Palestine. That's all he literally cares about. He doesn't care about any, he doesn't care about his own district, you know. Yeah, he might do a couple of photo ops here and there acting like he cares about. Yeah, all he does is take selfies. That's it. But his real work, look at that. If kids were actually starving in Gaza, they wouldn't use a photo of a kid who had a rare muscular condition. Randy Fine would be the last person on the face of the planet to know what starvation is. Starvation is, I mean, look at this fat son of a bitch, you know? And again, these are the people who run America, guys, okay? These are the people who are in Congress. These are the people who are in higher-up government. It's just that, again, Randy, believing that Satan is on his side, he said the quiet part out loud, okay, guys? So this is what I want you guys out there to understand and understand really good. The Jews have crossed the... Look at that, dude. Look at that. Look at that, dude. I mean, this guy is cursed by the God of Abraham. Look at that. Fugly face. Morbidly obese. You know, let's see if I can get you a picture of him. He doesn't have many pictures of him standing up because it usually shows how fat he really is. Oh, not even APAC wants to be associated with this dude anymore. I mean, how bad is it when fucking APAC doesn't want to be with you? Oh, yeah, exactly, right? Morbidly obese. Like, honestly, guys, nobody likes this fat piece of shit, you know? Nobody likes him, dude. Like, for real, nobody likes him. So, like I said, guys, at this point, the Jews have, they have crossed the Rubicon at this point, dudes. Like, they gotta win, okay? There is no way that after seeing pictures like this and what Randy Fine is saying, there is no way the Jews can come back from this and being like, oh, sorry, Goy. Yeah, sure, we tried to commit genocide, mass starvation. We turned you into trannies. We turned all the women into feminists. We used usury to bankrupt you. We're putting chemicals in the water to turn the freaking frogs gay. But you know what? It's all good in the hood. You know, we all can get along. Yeah, there is no coming back from this, dudes. The Jews have crossed the Rubicon. Their only option is full war, full Holocaust, kill as many people as possible in Palestine, destroy Edom. That's the only thing they have to that they can do at this point. But they're gonna fail, dudes. The Jew, I know to a lot of you guys right now, it seems that the Jews are winning and there is no way to beat them. But trust and believe, guys. Trust and believe they're gonna fail. Because I'm gonna tell you exactly what's gonna happen when the Jews really start the big war. Okay? And things... and people really get fed up with them, the Jews are gonna, you know how there are Christians out there who are so brainwashed, they believe that when bombs start falling, all they have to do is stand outside their house and be like, take me, Jesus, you know, like Jesus is gonna open the clouds and take them on up, you know, and not gonna happen. The Jews believe the same thing with Satan. They genuinely believe as the Armageddon happens that Satan is gonna come down, destroy their enemies, and the Jews are gonna be supreme. But that's not gonna happen because Satan is gonna be like, I don't know you niggers like that, and Satan is gonna abandon the Jews because Satan is the greatest deceiver of all. And when Satan abandons the Jews, guess who's gonna be left? It's gonna be the Salihun. It's gonna be people like me and you. It's gonna be the righteous. And all I'm gonna say, when that time happens, we're gonna say, peanut butter jelly time, peanut butter jelly time. So again, guys, this video is not about violence. This video is about saving Jew lives by saying not all Jews are the likes of Randy Fine. That's number one. And number two, the Jews, dirty Jews like Randy Fine, ultimately they will lose and we will be supreme. All right, guys, that's my video for today. Like, share, comment, subscribe. I'm going to see you in the next one. Peace.